Hello, welcome to Solo Voice, a podcast series designed to help you master change within. Millions of people around the world are now awakening to the fact that changes in your life begins with changes in you. In Solo Voice, I share with you my experiences, thoughts, and ideas that I have formed from my experience of helping people from all walks of life. So today, as you listen to this podcast, you may discover something that might help you make a real change in your life.
In this episode, I'm going to share with you the importance of learning to sell. Now, wait a minute. Isn't this a podcast on what changes you can make in your life to get the life you want? Isn't this a podcast on personal changes? Then why am I talking about sales? Because sales is a personal attitude. And by the end of this episode, you will also recognize how sales is actually about personal attitude and how everyone is selling all the time, including you. Sales is actually a noble profession. You know, I remember Zig Ziglar in one of his books saying that nothing moves without selling. An entrepreneur creates something amazing, but the difference between something amazing that only he or she has and something amazing that reaches millions of people is the salespeople, is the people who convert a creation into something that is available to someone. Now, here are a few facts to support what I'm saying. Research shows that the least amount of divorce in any profession happens with the salespeople. Salespeople have the least amount of divorce and the least amount of suicide rates than in any other profession in the world. And also, research shows that the people who live longest, healthier, are the successful salespeople. So sales is not only a selfless act, it's also a profession that gets people to live longer, live happier, and bring out that charm from within. And the truth is, everybody is selling every time. You could be selling an idea, or you could be selling a product, you could be selling a service. You're selling everywhere, you know, in raising your children with good values, in getting funding for a business, in selling an idea to a journalist. Selling is everywhere. And if you pay attention, you would notice, I mean, just look around you, the amount of people you know who are super talented. Maybe they are professional coaches, maybe they are artists. And what is one thing they struggle with? They don't know how to get their work recognized. And why does that happen? Because they don't go out and talk to people in a way that is convincing. In fact, about 2 weeks ago, I decided to do a sales program for a group of people. And I asked myself the question, why do I have this intuition to go ahead and teach sales when I'm known for personal excellence? I'm known for helping people change their life by changing them. As I was considering the answer to this question, I realized, what is common among most of the people who I know who are super talented, but then are struggling for time, are going through a mess in their life, and have difficulty with relationships? Well, each of them have one single problem, which is they have not yet mastered the ability to convince people to close deals. Now, in this particular episode, I want to cover the attitude towards selling. A lot of people are shy to accept when they're making a point of view, when they're convincing someone, or when they're selling. You know, it so happens, a lot of times I've seen people saying, so are you trying to sell to me? And the salesperson would go, and it's as if they think that selling is a bad thing, right? And actually, if you look at it right, if you're selling something that is of value, if you're selling something that you believe in, then actually not selling it to the person who will benefit from it is a selfish act. So let's say you have the technology that can save someone time, that can save someone money. And this person is in front of you. And if you love this person, if you care about this person, wouldn't you convince this person at any cost to take this technology, this offering that you have? Because you want them to save time and save money. So in fact, when you don't sell to people who need what you have in your power, then you're actually being selfish. So you must be proud to accept the fact that you're selling. If you're the kind of person who's talented, super talented, and you know exactly who can benefit from your expertise, but you have been shy about selling, you don't want to come across as a salesperson, I request you to consider again, who are you doing a favor by having that attitude? If someone can benefit from what you're doing and you don't go ahead and approach this person, one, that person loses on this incredible thing that you have to offer. Two, you lose. It's a lose-lose situation, and sales and closing the sale is the only thing that can convert that lose-lose into a win-win situation. The second attitude that I want to address in this podcast is what I hear very common from people saying, no, I don't want to force my point of view on others. Right now, that language has something flawed right to begin with. So what does a salesperson do? A salesperson is an educator. A salesperson is providing a different point of view. A salesperson is filling in the missing information. So for example, someone thinks of something as to be expensive. Like, you know, let's say you're offering a service that's like $10,000. It might look expensive, but if over the period of 2 years, it's going to save this person or help them create 10 times that amount, then the product that you're offering, the service that you're offering, is not a pricey product. It costs $10,000, but the cost of not taking your product or service is $90,000. So now, if you just go ahead and tell someone what you do and then they hear this big price, and they say, whoa, it's expensive, it means they haven't yet understood that what this means. So what do? As a good salesperson, you educate them. Educate them means you provide new information. See, this is exactly what I meant by there's something wrong in that frame when people say, I don't want to force my point of view. When people typically say, force my point of view, it means that they are saying the same thing in a different voice or in a different way. But education means you're not saying the same thing, you're saying something new. You're exactly saying the thing that the other person doesn't know already. So the next time you have this thought that you don't want to push your point of view, it may be useful for you to ask the question, what information do I have that gets me to see things this way that the other person doesn't have at this moment? So let me repeat that question. The question is, what information do I have that gets me to naturally look at it this way that may be the information that the other person doesn't have? Or a simpler form of that question would be, what information does this person doesn't know that's going to shift the way they look at this product or service? The adult most times don't know what is good until they have got it. And closing means where the decision gets into an action, where people commit to you and then they actually get into that activity. And closing a sale doesn't happen at the end. It happens at the beginning. It happens at the very beginning. It happens at the start. So where does it happen? It happens with when you say your first word. It happens when you're making eye contact. Now, who decides how effective that first moment of contact is? Who or what decides how effective that first moment of contact is? You, your attitude. If your attitude towards sales, towards yourself as someone who is selling, and towards your customer as a partner, as someone who is enjoying the benefits of something that you have. If you have these three things, and if you're 100% convinced about it, your first word, your first moment of contact begins with closing the sale. If the attitude isn't right, and then what happens is then you appear sleazy, you appear salesy, you appear pushy, you appear in a variety of different ways, accurately so, because you haven't thought about it the right way. So someone once asked me, Antonio, are you convincing me using NLP? And I said, yes, I am convincing you, and I'm convincing you, offering you the truth, because I know that you know that this is good for you. And if I don't convince you, you would blame me when you recognize that I had the opportunity to help you and I didn't. Now, how do you feel about that? And the person said, well, I'm glad you did, because I never saw what you're offering in this way before. And I'm glad that you opened my eyes to a new reality. Remember the close, right? So people telling you I will do it or it will be done is in closing is when something moves from a decision to an action. From whatever I know about people, from my experience in neurolinguistic programming, people never have a memory problem, people never procrastinate, people only prioritize differently, which means if someone forgets to take action, you could be assured that it's an unconscious choice. You could be assured that it wasn't in their priority and you haven't motivated that person enough. And so then you ask the question, what more information does this person need to be motivated enough to make this a priority? The measurement is action. Okay, and if people don't take action, doesn't mean that they're liars, they're cheating you, in fact, you know, that's the attitude. The attitude is to believe that the person you're interacting with is a perfect person who will take a perfect action based on his or her priorities and motivation. And the only reason someone wouldn't take action is if they aren't motivated enough to make it their priority. Sales is also a measurement of how honest you are, period. A salesperson in my team who once said, Antonio, even a donkey can make 2 sales. She said this right after she joined and she made her first 2 sales. And she said, the challenge is when I can make them consistent enough. So everybody can sell, okay? But even a worse salesperson will get a couple of lucky sales, because people in this generation need things so much, and sometimes it's convenience that they go by whoever is offering it to them first. But to be a good salesperson, you gotta be honest. To be someone who's cracking every single deal, you have to be honest. One thing that I have learned from neurolinguistic programming is this. In the first second, much ahead of a first second, people know if you're honest or you're not. People know if they can trust you or not, and people know what your intentions are, and there is no way you can hide it, because you are communicating that through more than one sense. When people are honest or dishonest, the smell in their body, which consciously cannot be perceived or tampered with or manipulated, gives the unconscious of the other person a clear indicator of their intention. It's a smell, it's the minor movements that cannot be seen by most people, you know, facial expressions, breathing rates, color changes in skin, the variations in tonality, you know, it's so subtle that consciously you cannot really hear it most times. But then these are all communicating to the person, and within the first second, right? Apparently it takes 1/4 of a second for someone to know whether you're a male or a female if they have to rely only on their visual sense, their eyes. But apparently the human brain knows whether someone you're talking to is a male or a female within the 16th of a second. Why so? Because there are other senses involved. There is smell. There's olfactory. So human communication is complex, is super complex. If you're honest, the other person will know, period. And the one single thing that can stop sales that can stop you from selling is just a little bit of doubt in the other person's mind. The other person doesn't have to think you're a liar or you're a cheat. If the other person has the slightest, on a scale of 1 to 100, just 1% doubt about how genuine and honest you are, he or she will refrain from closing the loop with you. They will be excited, they will be super interested, they'll come back to you again, but they won't close the deal. So the third thing is honesty. Your ability to convince is a direct measurement of one thing, your honesty. How genuine and honest do you come across? Well, assuming you have basic sales skills of building rapport, connecting, sharing the value, giving the information, handling objections, then sales becomes a direct measurement of honesty. How honest are you perceived by the people you talk to? And in my opinion, honesty can take you a long way. In not only sales, but in happiness, in relationships, in your business, in anything that you do, in creativity. Because when you are honest, the chemicals, the biochemicals that the body produces are the same chemicals that produces relaxation, that gets your skin to rejuvenate, that gives you creative ideas. And I'm not surprised that salespeople are the ones who live longest, healthily. Because to do good sales, it requires a strong inner core. And in my opinion, all of us have an opportunity to sell. So why not make use of it? Both to develop a strong inner core, as well as to measure how people perceive us. How honest do they think we are? And I like to sign off saying, have a great life and continue to flourish as you convince more and more people around you of the things that are useful to them. It may be an idea, it may be a value, it may be something that you're offering. And continue to grow blissfully. I'll see you soon.
This is Antonusala John, and you can find more of my podcasts on iTunes as well as on my website, www.antonusala.com. ANTANOSOLAR.